I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ke a dumedisa ka ramanthapa mo letsatsi la lekgono. Nako ke 10 past 6 on our daily show called Time to Meditate. I would like to thank Samuel Malapane for the wonderful show that he have done. The show that calls String Hills and Talk. It was a lovely show. I thank him. I'm just entering now to our show called Time to Meditate. Now we are entering with a song that is composed by Rahaba Mapunya to one of a disc, a CD, Letter Glory. Now it says, Jehovah Omotle. As we are entering our show, enjoy the song as we are entering to the show. Yeah, so that was the song that Rikanangayona to our show called Time to Meditate. It is a beautiful Saturday and a beautiful day, the 13th of, the 14th of July 2018, and I believe and I know that those who are getting paid fourth week or second week of the month, they are already paid. They received their salary yesterday. Now we are meditating. I want us to start this show with prayer as we are praying. The time is 12 past 6 in the evening. Now we are meditating. So I want us to pray. And after the prayer, we will continue. Before we pray, I just want to play this worshiping song. And as I play this worshiping song, after this song, I will pray and we continue with our show that called Time to Meditate. And I will provide you with the verse that we are going to read to meditate. And we sing this song, and after the song, we will pray. Just enjoy the song.
Oh,
happen. Yeah, and then I'm praying. Let's pray together. Daddy, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us during the day. I thank you, Lord, for the protection that you have protected us during the day. It is the evening now, the time to meditate. Father, I pray to our listeners that, Father, as we are going to meditate, take control, Lord. This meditation that we are going to do, I believe, God, that you will help us. In Jesus' name, amen. The time is 6:20. Time to meditate. We continue to meditate. Today is the 14th of July, 2018. And I believe, and I know, that some of us, we have been paid today. Now, our studio number that you can call, that you can interact with us, is 083-289-4658. Let me repeat the number again. 083-289-4658. The time is 6:20. As we are meditating in a studio, I'm going to be joined by Pastor KK Malaji. He is in our studio in Mabupane Soshanguve. Then he will be joining us from there. And we will also be joined by Pastor KK. We will be joined by Pastor Patrick Mundebele, all the way from our studio, as I normally say, in our studio in Piet Retief. As I say every time, that for him to go to Piet Retief, for him to go to Swaziland, he can just walk to there. Now, I will be joined by them. So, our website is www.radio.bodygrace.org. You can interact with me via our chat line on our website on www.radio.bodygrace.org. Then you can interact with me there, or you can send me a WhatsApp on the following number: 083-200-4052, or you can call us on the number at 083-289-4658. Now it's time to meditate, and I believe that God will help us. As I speak now, I know that some people, Baba Tserdupo, in other words, Kur Baba Nkechi, whatever they have, some of them, they are coming from the shop, and then they took this, they came and they took whatever that you bought, or the money that you have withdrawn. So, but tonight we are going to meditate, and God will help us. So, in other words, it is meditation, meaning you just assess yourself. You assess yourself of whatever that you have done during the day. You check on yourself. In other words, we are checking our mirror. This show is about meditation. We check ourselves on the mirror, and we correct whatever that we have done. If we have done right, and then we carry on with that. If we have done something wrong, and then we correct it. That is the word show all about. Now, as I'm saying to you that I will be joined by Pastor KK Malaji. He is in our studio in Soshanguve, Mbubani. And after that, I will be joined by Pastor Mundebele, all the way from Big Retief. Now, the scripture that we are going to read Psalm 27, verse number 1. That's a scripture that we are meditating. Now, I want us to play this song. And from there, we will continue with our show. I just want to play this song. It's called Marching to Zion, on the same album that we are playing for Rahaba Mapunya. Let me play the song and enjoy the song. Let's march together. We are marching to our show. We are marching to our show. Time to meditate. This song is in one of the songs that is recorded by Rahaba Mapunya. You can find this song in a disc, in a one disc, Later Glory. And I am very excited that we are marching over to Zion. We are marching over to this show with this song. We are meditating. And our verse is Psalm 27, verse number 1.
until verse number 2. That is the verse that we are going to read. Psalm 27, verse number 1 and verse number 2. And then there is a song that we are playing. Then I'm going to read this song. I'm going to read this chapter. We meditate. And let me just read as we meditate. Psalm 27, verse 1. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, even mine adventices and my food, they stamped and fought. Okay. Let me repeat it again. Now, I was reading with American Standard Version. Now, maybe you may have it in a different language that you are reading there. It's fine. You can read it with whatever that you have there at your home. I read it with American Standard Version. Now, that's a verse that we are meditating with. Let me repeat it once again. Let me repeat it once again. It says, listen to this very carefully. Let me read it. We are meditating together. We are meditating. Let me read it. When evildoers, okay, verse number 1. A psalm of David. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? There's a question mark. A psalm of David. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Verse number 2. When evildoers come upon me to eat my flesh, even mine adventures and my foot, they stamped and fall. That's a verse that we are meditating with. Now, you will be interacting with me. Maybe you can send me what you've experienced during the day. Maybe you can send me a WhatsApp or you SMS or you call me. You tell me of what did not make you happy. In other words, go to King into Isao Tavisa. I want to tell you, Tavisa, you share with me that moment as we are meditating. In other words, we are meditating during the night. The reason why we are meditating now is we look back of what we did during the day, and then we correct what we did. If we did good, we are making it so that tomorrow it can be excellent. If you did bad, then you still correct it so that tomorrow you can be good, not bad. In other words, that something that is bad can be able to change to a good thing. Now, I want us to play this song as Ria Goma Wengeling. We go to the shops and then we will come back and then we will have Pastor KK Malaji in the studio and then we continue. Then I will play this song, one of the lady called Stella Letwani. Stella Mamorovela in the album. Just listen to the song and be blessed.
I welcome you to, by the grace, into the radio station. A station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the human. Just for a soul. Whatever it takes, for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed.
Okay, I'm putting Pastor KK, who will be together in the show.
Hello.
Muruti, good evening.
Evening,
Muruti. I welcome you to our show, Time to Meditate.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Muruti.
And the time is 6:37. You have just joined us in our studio. I was just saying to our listeners that Pastor KK is in our studio in Soshangirima, Vupani. He is joining us from there. We are meditating together. Now, the scripture that we are meditating with is in the book of Psalm 27, verse 1 to verse number 2. Now, I just want to repeat this verse so that those who have just joined us now, they can follow and understand. Now, it is Psalm 27, verse 1. Now, before I read this scripture, Muruti, I just want you to tell us, like, how was your day? What challenges or what something like that? Maybe let's see, what excited you? What took your spirit down? What uplifted your spirit? Before we can read this scripture.
Well, thank you so much, Muruti, and greetings to our listeners all over the world listening via the way of the internet and everyone. My day was quite, what can I say, not that much interesting.
Yeah.
Because of the cold weather.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, just waking up to know that God is still in control in every situation, I think that's what makes me to remain stronger and stronger each day.
Yeah.
So my day was quite nice, nothing much, nothing less.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, as we speak now, Muruti, some they are in the hospital. Some Some they are in the hospital, they are admitted in the hospital, some they are discharged, some they are in the mortuary, some they are robbed by the thieves and the thief, they took their belongings, and it is a difficult day for them. So, but for us who are still perfect, we thank God for that.
Yes.
Yeah, so let me just read this verse. After that, I will share my story of what happened today with our listeners. So the verse that I said we are reading is Psalm 27, verse number 1 to 2. It says, the heading says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Now it says, a psalm of David. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Is a question. Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Is a question again. Now he said, when evildoers come upon me to eat my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foot, they stamped and fell. That is what King David is saying in the scripture. Now, that is a scripture that we are meditating with.
Yes.
Now, because he's having a question. He said, Jehovah is his light and his salvation. In other words, where there is no light, Jehovah is the light.
when
there is a darkness, now Jehovah bring light. Now, there is no other way that David can be in a darkness, because he is saying, Jehovah is my light and he is my salvation. Yeah. And then he continues saying, whom shall I fear? In other words, he is not fearing anybody. And he said, Jehovah is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?
Yeah.
So, and he said, when evildoers come to eat my flesh, they fell.
Yeah.
Now, let me just narrate of what David is saying with what happened today.
So yes.
So that we can warn our listener, so that we can help our listeners who are listening to us now. Now,
yeah.
I decided to take a walk around 1 o'clock today in the afternoon. Then I said, okay, let me go to a place where I almost every time I take my dry clean, I take my clothes there for them to do dry clean and to cut my hair. Now, as I'm walking, I was wearing my boots, you know, like wearing as if like I come from work. Now, I was traveling, walking. Where I was traveling is 2.5 kilometers to my place. Now, as I was working there, then I'm busy working. Now, as I'm walking, I see this guy is coming. I'm talking on the phone. As he comes, he goes to left direction, right direction, left direction, right direction. And then I'm not worrying, I'm not even concerned about him. But I see that no man, something is wrong. Then I keep on walking, left and right. Left, right, I see that this guy, he needs something. Now, as I'm approaching another car, remember I'm walking. Now, as I'm walking, he went down, he grabbed something. Then I don't know what he was grabbing, because I was busy talking on the phone and going. Now, I did not even check him as I'm going. Now, he walked for maybe a minute or so. And then he said to me, hey, there's this guy who lost money. Then I didn't say anything. I looked at the guy, I never said anything. But as he was saying that, this guy came running. He ran, and he went to that guy. Didn't you see my money down there? I my money fell down. Then now the guy said, okay, the money is here, yeah. And then the money is here. But yeah, remember, I was not alone. So, and then after that, that guy said, okay, fine, but I got your money, but you must give me something. The guy took a 20 rand, he gave to the guy. As he was giving to the guy, he said, but I was not alone. This guy saw me. So me, I was going. I didn't check anything. Now, immediately when they finished that, the guy was supposed to go to his direction, because obviously, he was supposed to go to his direction, but they went together. On the other direction, he went there. He turned. They went together. I said, "Oh yeah, that's what they planned. Eh? They planned, but they never succeed because I never entertained them. And that's why I'm saying, I'm supporting what King David was saying here. That the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" So that is what I wanted our listener to understand while we are meditating, and I wanted to give them the scenario of what happened. Not something that I read in the book, something that happened as I was going. In other words, their plan was I saw the money and then that thing, or maybe I started, they were gonna say yeah, no, and then so on. But their plan failed. Because I did not entertain them, you know, I just looked them in the eyes.
I never said anything. They realized that, this is the wrong person. We can't win. And they went away. So, yeah, now we can discuss a little bit about what the VTA is saying.
Yeah, no, we really thank God for what God has done for you today, because I think that story is quite typical. I've heard it from many people who got robbed because of the same technique. I'm not really sure of what they end up doing, Matt, but what I know is that it's a technique that a lot of people got robbed of. Immediately when you begin to entertain them, I saw a lot of people complaining about the same technique of somebody dropping money, the other one coming complaining that they lost money. I've heard of that story. Well, so we thank God, because he truly was your salvation even at that moment when those guys wanted to eat your money.
Yeah.
So the Lord became your salvation, and he gave you the light. Because as we are busy, as I'm busy looking at that scripture, I'm just looking at that word, word light, when David says, the Lord is my light. That before we even go further, just to look at that word light.
Yeah.
So when we begin to realize the nature of how this man was writing this verse, and with the correlation of what he's comparing God to, you know, he says, this God is my light.
Yeah.
Now, when we begin to look at the function of a light, the function of a light, first of all, is to make things that are in darkness to be exposed. So it's exposure. So in other words, there is this kind of knowledge that when you have God inside you, you have this light, this knowledge of exposure. Everything that is not of God, immediately when it comes around you, it becomes so much exposed. It's like you carry light. When you carry God, everything that is in darkness becomes in light. I think it's also what happened to you today.
Yeah.
The plan of the enemy, what the enemy was planning, what those guys was planning, immediately when you arrived, because you were carrying light, immediately when their plans were exposed, and that's why their plans failed.
Yeah.
So this man, I like the way he says, you know, if you read that Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, light is the first thing that when God was recreating the earth, he begins to by talking that, let there be light. Before any other thing that can come, he says, let there be light.
Yeah.
So there's something about this, the God being our light. You know, that makes us, you know, to walk victoriously and avert many, many, many dangers.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying, you know, this writer, David, he passed through a lot of things. And that's why now he ended up being saying that, whom shall he fear? Now he's telling that, I mean, whom shall I fear? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. In other words, he's thinking that he's having that confidence. He's having that confidence that if I have God, nothing can happen. You know, it reminded me of this man Paul, when he said in the book of Romans that nothing can separate me with the love of God. Nothing. Whether he's dead, whether he's, I don't have food, but nothing can separate me with the love of God. Meaning he's quite sure that the love of God, I mean, nobody can separate me with the love of God. Now, that is why here King David is saying, I mean, nothing. I mean, what shall I fear? I mean, I can't fear anything. Even if the enemy, they want to come and eat my flesh, but I'm not afraid of them, because the Lord is my my savior. The Lord is my salvation. Because now people they lost things. People they as I was narrating of this story, that people some of them get robbed and they take everything to them. But for me, I saw the hand of God. You know, I never hesitate, I never had worry, but when the guy was coming, I saw that no, this guy, he was looking left and then right, left, right, left, right, and then until he decided to, when they went down and yeah. But we thank God. To our listener, the time is 6:51. I'm Rudy. I want us to play this song as we go to the break. And then when we come back, we will join Pastor Patrick Mundebele. He's in our studio in Peter Retief. And he will join us. And then as we play this song, the song that's saying, O Mohau Jehovah, by Rahaba Mapunya. And then from there we will join Pastor Mundebele.
Oh,
Yeah, to our listener, the time is 6:56. We are in by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. I am with Pastor KK in our studio. We are saying Mohau Jehovah. We are dancing. It is hot. And I'm dancing the prophetic dance. And it is very good. We are meditating with a scripture that we read. Now we are continuing. Our line to interact with us is 0832894658. You can send us WhatsApp there. You can call us there. You can SMS us 0832894658. Or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on www.radio.bythegrace.org. You interact with us. It's time to meditate. David is saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Or whom shall I be afraid? So in other words, Muruti is saying, Jehovah is the strength of his life. When he feel like he doesn't want to wake up. Yeah, when he feel like he doesn't want to wake up. And then God is like, if somebody is your strength. You know, I sometimes see the Vumagogo. I wonder Vumagogo.
Yeah.
When they walk with that I don't know what they call it, but yeah. When they walk with it. When they feel that there's no power, they use that. And they be able to walk. In other words, God is like that to us. When we feel like we can't walk, now he help us to walk. Then we are able to walk. Yeah. So that is what David is saying. That whom shall I fear? Because the Lord is my strength of my life. So if it shouldn't be God, you see, Murdi, if it shouldn't be God, now when I look at my life from day one until today, if it shouldn't be God, I couldn't have been here. I mean, I remember in 2003, I was in Cape Town. So I just want to explain this to our listener, that if it shouldn't be God, I don't know where should I be. I was in Cape Town. I was staying in Khayelitsha. Those who know Cape Town, I was staying in Khayelitsha. Now, I was studying in Cape Tech. Now, for me to go to Cape Tech, I need to use a train, because the train is very cheaper. Now, it's so cheaper for me to travel with a train. Now, what happened is, when I arrive in Cape Town, I mean, you remember, Muruti, in rural areas, where we come from home, there is no a train.
Yeah.
I mean, we only know the train when we come to Joburg. We know the long distance train. Now the ones that we used to go to Sukmekar and to board into the train to come to Joburg.
Yeah.
Now when I went to Cape Town, I thought maybe the train. I mean, I thought that, okay, we use the coach that we use, the one that we travel long distance. Now, I think there is a difference. There is a first class, second class, and third class. I mean, they differentiate with that. And the money is not the same. Now, if you're using first class, and then like, the money is too much. If you are using a second class, the money is third class. So, now, when I went to Cape Town, I traveled with the train. I was sitting in a, because long distance, it the seat, like it doesn't have the one that you see, the local one, you know, those seats, if you travel with the train. Now, it's even that the one that is so far, and then we sit there. Now, in my mind, I thought that is the same thing, we all travel the same thing. Now, I went to Cape Town. Now, I was there, and then I didn't understand that I'm not allowed to pass, like, on the station of a train for me to go to another platform. No.
Okay.
What happened is, I just jumped and went to another side. The police came and arrested me. They took me to the flat. They said,
you just you bypassed the law. I mean, why can you, were supposed to go that direction, you just passed through the railway line, so wrong. Now they arrested me, I was there, and then I negotiated with them, I came out, you know, like, you know how they, yeah. Now, when I was in Kalicha, I met this guy. He said to me, okay, I want you to come and preach at my church in in Cape Town. I forgot that place. Next to the school. Now, I traveled with a train. I remember I was wearing a tie, holding my Bible. I didn't understand the thing of train, that, you know, if you go to Joburg, there is that thing, even in Pretoria, Bosman, it shows that train number, this will depart at 10:07. Remember that big screen? That is even the number there. Now, it happened that, okay, it was there, but when I arrived there, I went to where I was supposed to preach. I couldn't find the church. I checked. I didn't find the church. The direction they gave me was wrong. I had to go back. When I go back, I went to the train station. When I arrived there, I see there was a board. The board was saying, Khayelitsha, Stellenbosch, Belleville,
okay,
10:25. Now, for me, I entered to the train that say Belleville. Okay? When I entered the train that say Belleville,
yeah,
it departs at 11:10. And
yes,
the one that goes to Belleville, it departs at 11 o'clock. Now, I took the wrong train. But now, in my mind, remember, I that train, before it branches, it must pass to another station. Now, in my mind, that thing, it was in there. When I entered in the train, I only see the colors. I see only the colors. I said, this is the wrong train. Only the colors. Oh, God. You know, I mean, every time I go into the train, but I only see blacks and... But yeah, only the colors are the wrong train. Now, immediately, remember, I'm holding my Bible on the left. I'm wearing a tie. I see the train is going now. You know what I did? I just jumped out of the train. I jumped. As the train was going, I jumped. I rolled. When I rolled, people who were sitting there said in their surprise. What's wrong? When I stood up, now I only got injured on my left, on my right hand, but only not the... Now. When I, after that, after this thing finished, I said, but why shouldn't I wait until the next station? Now, what I wanted to say is, if it wasn't by God, I could have been maybe broken. I could have my head been broken, or I could have been crippled.
Yeah.
But you know, because of God, I'm still 100%.
Yes.
That's why I was saying that when David is saying, Jehovah is my strength of life, when I feel like I can't wake up, when I feel like give up, you know, there's a time when you woke up in the morning, you feel like, I don't want to go to work. But no, God comes there. He said, my son, listen.
I hear what you're saying, Lord.
Yeah.
No, what you're saying is you know, your testimonies are very, very powerful, especially in showing how the Lord keeps saving us from different kinds of dangers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The dangers that when we look at, we really say, yeah, if it was not of the Lord here, I could have lost my life. You know, sometimes, Muruti, when we go through storms and trials and many things, most of the times, what we look at is something small as compared to what could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, in your story, you are saying something that after you jumped out of the train, it was just a small scratch on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's look at this way. What could have happened if you rolled and went under the train?
Yeah.
and it crushed you, or maybe you rolled, you broke your neck, or you broke your back.
Mm.
You know, it could have been so worse. But the Lord, because the Lord was with you, even though you jumped, the Lord saved you out of that.
Mm.
So most of the times, you know, what we go through, maybe it's that time whereby, you know, financial strains, you know, you are waking up every day, going to work, but the finances are not meeting up to the way you are expecting, you are owing this. But what about those people that don't even have food?
Mm.
What about those people who are now, you know, this winter, I was just passing through the streets and I was just looking at those people. Just the person was just holding only plastic bags, sleeping with a plastic, not even a blanket, no jersey, no nothing. And I was just looking at my life as I complain a lot of small things.
Mm.
But what the Lord has been saving me, and I should be grateful that, you know, the Lord truly is my salvation. He has been my strength. You know, I'm not where I like it, how another person puts it. He says, I am not where I wanted to be, but at least I am not where I used to be.
Yeah.
You know, each and every day when we wake up, God, the light of God, He becomes our light, He becomes our salvation. And I'm telling you, to all our listeners, everywhere, what I'm going to tell you is that it won't always be like that. As long as the Lord is your salvation, it's a sure ground, it's a showcase that whatever you go through, you will not die in there, but God will lift you up.
Mm-hmm.
So God is always our salvation. As long as He's by your side, that season will come to pass.
You know, Muriti, you remind me of another issue again. While I was in Cape Town, so I wanted our listeners to understand that if God is with you, it doesn't matter like which direction, but He will always be with you. Now, I in the very same year, Balokhola came to Cape Town. Ne?
Yes.
Evangelist Ralokolela. He came to Cape Town.
Yes.
Now, when he came to Cape Town, he went to a place called Guguletu.
Yes.
Okay? I was staying in Khayelitsha. Now he went to Guguletu. Then now, I traveled to Guguletu with the train. Now, after the service, it was 10 o'clock. There were no train. The train were finished. I didn't know anybody that I can say drop me to Khayelitsha. You know what I did? I said, nah, I'm just going to a railway line. I'm going to run with that road until I reach where I'm going. Then I walked, running. I ran. Almost I ran for distance. I ran. I passed another station. Remember, running in a place, in a house, in a train, in a train road. Now, as I ran, the security came to me. They said, where are you going? I said, no, I'm going to Khayelitsha. He said, no, but why? I said, no, I mean, there were no transport. What must I do? They told me to go to police station. Then I slept to the police station. The following day, they drove me to where I was supposed to go. That's what I wanted to say. Sometimes we go places where you don't know anyone. But
yes.
But to our listeners, I want them to know that God is always with you.
Yes.
Yeah. People may not be with you, but God is always with us.
Yeah. No, that's really true, you know. And most of the times I always say that I don't understand where we get this thing from.
Mm.
But most of the times, we like associating uncomfortable situations with the devil, or we like to associate uncomfortable situations with that God is not there. And that's not always the case, because the presence of trouble does not mean the absence of God.
Yeah.
The fact that we are going through storms, the fact that we are going through hardships and difficult times does not mean God is not there.
Mm.
It only means that God is preparing us for promotion.
Yeah.
And it also means that we will not die. God will save us. You know, the other day when Jesus Christ was crossing with his disciples to the other side of the shore.
Yeah.
The Bible says as the boat was in the middle of the sea, then there arose a very fierce storm that was threatening to tear the boat apart. And every expert, every man knowledged in the seas, men who have been sailing the seas for years, men who were experts, who had the degrees and diplomas in that area of sailing, they failed. And they thought, here we are going to die.
Yeah.
And someone remembered that, no man, Christ is here, let's go and wake him up. Now, when they woke him up, story cut short, he rebuked the sea. But now, there's a principle I'm also learning there, that the fact that Christ was in the boat did not stop the storm from arising. The storm arose although Christ was there. But because now the salvation, he was there to maintain, to make sure that no matter the kind of storm, you will not die. As long as I'm in the boat, nobody dies.
Yeah.
That's when the Lord becomes our salvation, that in our storms, in our in that time when we begin to meditate on the Lord, man, the Lord is inside this boat. It will not crash. We enter rest when we begin to understand that. Yes.
So I want us, Muruti, to go to a break, and then we will be joined by Pastor Mandebele in our studio in Piet Retief. And but our listener, the time is 7:13. Then you can share your story with us to Radio at By the Grace the Rock. If you want to share with us your story that you want us to read, and or you can send it to 0832894658, and we will play this song. Me and Pastor KK, we will go and drink water. When we come back, we will be joined by Pastor Mandebele.
wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to Body Grace Internet Radio Station. The station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the human. Just for a soul. Whatever it takes, for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed.
To our listener, we are back. I'm with Pastor Patrick, and together with Pastor KK. To our listener in Jamaica, we love you. Keep on listening. The time is 17:17 South African time. Muruti Patrick, I welcome you to studio in Gauteng. I know you are in our studio in Piet Retief. I'm excited to welcome you in our studio. Can you say hi to our listener?
Thank you so very much, man of God. Greetings to our wonderful listeners, the listeners of By the Grace Radio. And greetings to Moruti, Pastor KK Malachi, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm so excited to be part of this wonderful engagement tonight, in Jesus' name.
Okay. So, yeah, I think, Muruti, you were listening. You heard the chapter that we are meditating with.
Yes.
And
yes.
I believe you heard my story when I was explaining that I ran. Now I see you said, yeah, no, I was not in Robben Island, but... Yeah, so our scripture is Psalm 27 verse 1 until verse number 2. You know, when I was reading, I'm reading with the American Standard Version. It shows, I want us to read it again so that our listeners who have just joined us can follow. Now, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Now, it's saying, a Psalm of David, Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's having a question there. Question mark. Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers come upon me to eat my flesh, even mine adversaries and my food, then they stamped and fell. Yeah. Now that is what King David is saying there. Now I want you to Muruti first to tell us how was your day, because I was just saying to our listeners that of what happened today, as I was working, and I want you to tell us how was your day, and we will carry on.
Thank you so very much, man of God, and thank you to the listeners as well. Thank you to Muruti, Pastor KK Malachi. I believe that my day was quite well, actually. It was a blessed day, even though in the morning we had to go attend a funeral, you know. But nevertheless, from time to time, every hour, we always see the greatness of the Lord, and we only see the presence of the Lord, and we begin to say, had it not been of the Lord, you know, things could have gone south. You know.
Yes.
So, in a nutshell, I believe that it was a great day. It was a blessed day indeed. It was the day that the Lord had made. After that, came back, had some few engagements at the church, and then it was a great engagement as well. Came back, had to be busy with some. You know, I'm a handyman, so I do from time to time some housework.
Yes.
And then I had to listen to this wonderful show. So it was a great day. It was a great day.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we thank God. Yeah, so Muruti, we are interacting, we are meditating.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are meditating with Psalm 27, this one. Now, because here, when David is saying, Jehovah is my light and my salvation, in other words, where there is no light,
David knows that Jehovah is a light.
Yeah.
Now, where there is no way, David knows that Jesus is the way, he will provide the way.
Yeah.
I personally, I saw him where there was no road, where I was stuck somewhere, but I ended up being coming out. Yeah, which I mean, it wasn't by my understanding, but God was there. So I passed through a lot of things, and but God is always being on my side. Yeah. So what can you say, Muruti, of what David is saying here?
You know, David is talking something which I believe it is a testimony to so many of us, you know, that the Lord is our light and he is our salvation.
Mm.
And for that reason, we gain confidence. We are no longer afraid of any situation that we may come across.
Yeah.
It does not matter the storm. It does not matter the challenge. But when we have him on our side, you know, we always gain strength knowing that he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you were telling your story, and it is a great testimony in Cape Town, I began to reflect and take a journey back, you know, to my life.
Yeah.
And how God has been my light and my salvation from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, escaping death from numerous times.
Mm.
You know, from illness that I was saved from a hit. You know, there was a time where I was supposed to be gunned down. You know,
okay.
And but the Lord came through. And you know, there are so many things that I know and things that I don't even know.
Yeah.
You know, and I have seen the hand of the Lord in morning, Jesus, being so great upon our lives. You know, and you know, so surprising at times I did not even know it. I did not even know it that you know, it was the Lord which was on my side at all times, until the time when I got saved was when it dawned on me that indeed, even whilst I was still a sinner, he washed over me. You know, when I hated him, and did not even believe that he was the Son of the Living God, but his love was able to actually shelter me, was able to save me, was able to protect me.
Mm.
So through it all, you know, it has been Jesus from the onset. It has been him all the time.
Wow.
So you see, Muruti, you remind me of the song. I don't know, but it's saying, through it all, I have learned to trust in God. And you see, it sometimes it's very, 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 very difficult.
Yeah.
Knowing that you don't have this, but you must keep on trusting in God. I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy. Remember, I mean, it's not easy. I remember when I was in Cape Town, I mean, it was not easy. Where after the service, everybody, the preacher finished to preach, everybody, now everybody is going to the car. And then I personally, I don't have a car to go. I don't know anybody. And now my thing that came to my mind is I need to go to the railway line. That is a solution that can take me to where I'm going. What I'm saying is, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Saying it is good, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
I remember I don't know, I forgot the year, but maybe 15 years, I was in Rustenburg. When I was in Rustenburg, I went to this place called Madikwe. Those who know Rustenburg. Now, I went to write my learners there 15 years ago. I went to write my learners there. Now, I didn't have money. My younger brother promised to send me money, which he delayed somehow. And then I walked almost, I decided that I'm going to walk for 90 kilometers to where I need to go.
Sure.
Like it was, yeah. I think it was 54 kilometers. I said, nah, there's no other way. I'm going to walk. I will arrive where I need to arrive. The thing of saying no, I mean, I tell myself I'm going to arrive where I need to arrive. But why am I writing this? I'm saying it is not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah, no, thank you so much again, Muruti. Muruti Mdevele. Thank you so much for such inspirational words, especially reflecting on this man, David. Every time I read of this man, David, I draw so much motivation, you know, considering the kind of a man and the kind of a life that he lived. You know, to a point that the Bible, even before he was officially within the king, the Bible speaks of him as a man after God's heart, a man who ministered before God the rest of his life. And you look at David now, the life of David was not easy. It was not an easy life. From the time he left, he had to face the giant, you know, to the wilderness experiences. Even when the Lord kept promoting him, he faced every devil, a new devil for every new level. But one thing I also like about that is that throughout everything that David went through, he came out a better man, to a point that David died of old age. He's one of the few kings, you know, that died of old age, because of how God kept being his salvation throughout. So if there is a man who really can speak that I've seen the Lord, is a man like David. And he's so practical, you know, when talking about somebody who has been there, like some of the experiences that Mruti John Mamabolo is also sharing. You can see that it has always been the Lord that was always been there for him, you know, throughout everything and anything. So we are so much inspired by some of those experiences, you know.
So I just want to ask you, Muruti Patrick, as you're saying that you almost been gunned shot. So can you tell me about that experience? I mean, that experience, you know, how was it? When you reflect now, as you meditate now, you said, but you know, I mean, you know, Muruti, as I'm telling you that most of the time when I sit down, I remember when I was sharing this story with my sister. I never immediately when I fell on the train, as I jumped, I never tell anyone. When I tell them later, they said, "Hey, but just imagine, like we were gonna be crippled now." So you see, I started to face the reality now that no, yeah, but they are right. So, but tell me, I mean, how was your?
Hey, what are you doing? You know, I'm so taken aback. You know, so I it must have been about 10, 11 years back.
Yeah.
And I saw things that I didn't need to see.
Yeah.
And you know, God sometimes uses us prophetically, and sometimes you begin to see things which are concealed or things which are hidden. You know, things that people can get to do, and now they believed that if I could reveal that type of information to the people, you know, or to the law authorities, it would definitely, you know, convict them. So then a hit was put on me. You know, these were the people which were they were dealing with a lot of hijacking. They still do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we pray that one day they'll see this light that David saw. So, for some reason, I knew that there was a hit on me, because the younger brother of the guys which would put a hit on me came and told me about it, that I should be vigilant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was supposed to basically skip the country or, you know, go in hiding and things like that. But for some reason, you know, I could not. And I just had this great confidence and hope, you know, even though I knew that I'd probably die, but I just had that type of confidence. Until the day where I saw actually the guys, the day arrived. I did not know it was the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? as I was on the street, and the end of the street was locked by these guys, and the other end of the street was locked by these guys. So I was in the middle, and I knew this is it.
Mm.
So I just decided to sit down, and you know, when you sit down, you just cover your head with hands,
mm-hmm.
knowing that a bullet can basically penetrate your body anytime now.
Mm.
And you've already accepted in your heart, even though your spirit is very much alive and praying, but you just said, if it becomes, let it be then. You know, and I waited. Okay, now I'm anticipating, I'm waiting for a bullet to just penetrate my body. and it wasn't coming, you know, to the point where, because I had believed so much, I started being, you know, I was now kind of, I'm getting disappointed now because I'm waiting. You know, and by the grace of God, I don't know what triggered on those guys, but by the grace of God, the streets were cleared somehow, and I just woke up, and I went straight to them boldly, you know, and I just looked at them, and I just passed without saying a word, you know, until a day later when some guys, you know, one of the guys came and actually confessed everything, you know, and how they had followed me, how they had studied me, and the things that they thought I know, things that I didn't even know, but they thought I know, you know. So it's just one of the instances that happened where I saw the hand of the Lord, when I saw that surely it can only be God, because it was not a bodyguard, you know. And they had the ability, they were feared in the area, they carried the gun. I had no gun, I had never carried a gun in my life.
Yeah.
At the time, but I just believe that for some reason they were afraid of me even as much as, you know, I was afraid of them.
Yeah.
You know, so they thought I am under a certain plan, whilst I had no plan whatsoever. But at the end of the day, now I realize that what they had thought is actually true, that I was under a certain plan, because the Bible says God has a plan.
Wow.
For us.
My God.
So it's one of the experiences which began to show me that indeed we are not alone. The Lord is our shepherd, and He's watching over us. The Bible says He does not sleep nor slumber, but He watches over us, just as He watches over Israel. So we have this confidence that we are not alone. We are not alone. It does not matter how much dark it may seem, but He becomes the light in the darkness.
Wow.
So in that dark situation where I was, He became my light. You know, and people saw a giant, whilst I thought they were giants, but they saw me as a giant, you know. So the Lord is able to just amplify you so that people would see Him in you, you know.
So you see, Muruti, as you continue, like now, what are you saying, eh? You know, like what David is saying and what you say, I mean, it is one thing. Because he's saying, when evildoers come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Now, that is what those people happened to them. In other words, it reminds me of Daniel. Remember the Bible says they took Daniel. They put Daniel into the pit of lions. Now those lions, when they saw Daniel, they saw the lion. Then they never ate Daniel. You see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think. Those thugs, when they saw you, they saw another thug. That's what I'm saying. They saw another thug. I mean, that's what they saw. They said, ah, no. This one maybe is one of us.
Yeah.
Let's just leave him. He's one of us, maybe.
Yeah.
So I want us to go to a break. You know, Muruti, you reminded me of the song. I didn't want to play this song, but I think I'm somehow forced to play the song. I'm forced to play the song. Well, they will fight with us, but Let's just play this song as we go to the shop, as we're going to bring the tea to our listener there in Jamaica, in South Africa, in USA. I see there you are just tuning in. The time is 7:36. I'm with Pastor KK and Pastor Patrick in the studio. Now I am in a headquarters studio in Johannesburg. Pastor Patrick is in the studio in a Petretief next to Swaziland. He can walk to there. I mean, maybe you don't need a passport when you walk. But yeah.
So, you almost walked to Kailika.
You see, Murudi, I walked there. Yeah, so I walked to Kailika.
Yeah.
When you walk, they don't need those things, eh? Because you walk.
Yeah, well.
When you walk, they don't need those things. So, yeah, so I'm just going to play this song by David G. And then we'll continue with our show. Baruti, we are back.
Yes.
We are back. We were just playing the song by David G. So he's saying he trusts in God. Now, I just want to say what wherever we have reached is because of God. I mean, now when I meditate on my life, I think I've mentioned this as we started the show. I said when I meditated on my life from as I was growing until now, I see that now it is God. If it wasn't by God, I couldn't have been here. So it was by God that even the enemies wanted to kill me, but they couldn't. That's what I'm saying. It is because of God. We thank God for what God has done in our life. So Muruti, as we were before we go to the break, we were just narrating, telling us. So can you continue there? Because I think I stopped you because you wanted us to go to the shop and get Sabia. So can you continue?
Man of God, you know, just briefly, I am reflecting on so many occurrences that took place in my life, you know, and I can speak like David had spoken when he even said, you know, 1,000 shall fall, you know, on my side, you know. He says 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You know, it makes one to realize, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm reminded of an incident where I had an accident going to the office, you know, going to work. And the person, the lady on the other car, unfortunately, she did not make it, you know. And so I was riding in a public transport at the time. And so police arrived, the accidents were there, and she was covered in that shiny sheet, you know, her lifeless body, you know. And so it's just me carrying my laptop, going to the office, you know, and I'm just worried that I'm running late, you know. And so I hitchhike, because now the taxi is broken down, and there's a lot of statements that are being taken. Some people, you know, are hurt, taken to hospitals and things like that, you know. And I'm limping as well, you know. But my heart was just at the office, you know. And so I hitchhike. I get a car that could assist me, you know. I arrived at the office. I think I arrived about an hour late, you know, an hour or 2 hours late. You know, and I told them the story, you know, I was involved in an accident, and the lady on the other car passed on, you know, and you know, they were just so, they actually never even believed me.
Yeah.
They just thought, oh, you're probably just running away from getting a, you know, a written warning.
Yeah.
You're late, you know, but through all these experiences, and I believe that some listeners, which are at home, can relate, you know, that the Lord has a plan.
Yeah.
And nothing under the sun will be able to disturb the plan of God, you know. And you are not alive because of what you could do, because you are able to protect yourself. The Bible says it is not by might, it is not by power. It is by the Spirit, saith the Lord, you know. So there is a plan, there's a reason, there's a purpose why you are alive. You know, when people die left, right, and center, people are laid to rest every day in the entire world, and yet you still make it. Yet you still rise up in the morning. You know, some people, you know, if you can imagine how many people die per minute all over the world, you begin to take a journey to realize that your life is in the hand of God.
Yes.
And all you can do is to use him as, you know, use him as a driver uses the GPS. You know, when he says turn here, you must turn. When he says proceed, you must proceed. When he says stop, you must stop. You know, that's the only thing. That's the reason why, you know, earlier on I was reading about Joshua, you know, and I like what Joshua had said at the time. You know, that's something which I believe is very, very important. You know, it's Joshua chapter 14. He says, now behold, as the Lord promised, he had kept me alive these 45 years since he spoke this word to Moses. While Israel wandered in the wilderness, so here am I today, 85 years old. You know, so it is not because it is not because we are wise. It is not because we're carrying anything at all. It is by the grace of God.
Yes.
And all we can do at all is to give him the praise, to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us alive. Thank you that your plan, you know, still succeeds, even though the enemy comes in like a flood, you know. But the Lord is just continuously lifting up the standard against our enemy.
Yes.
So the enemy tries every day.
You see, Muruti, you know, when you talk about the grace, it's by the grace of God.
Yes.
I mean, you remind me of few incidents that I came across with by the grace ministry. I mean, it's because of the grace. I mean, you remind me of the incident that we traveled without the wiper. I mean, that is a grace. I mean, I want you to our listener to understand when we talk about a grace, why we talk about a grace. I mean, where there's no way, God will always open a way. I mean, it's a grace. When you look back, you ask yourself, but if it couldn't be God, I think I wouldn't have been here. I mean, whatever that we passed, many things that we've passed on it, it's not because we are clever. It's not because we know too much. But it's because of God's grace that God gave us. Because yesterday, on Wednesday, I was walking to the shop. As I was walking, I met this pastor. And then I said to him, while we still have chance, while we still being given opportunity, we must use. As we are still alive, God gave us another chance of living so that we can complete the job. I mean, I said to him, I wanted to be like I want to be like Paul when he said, I have run my race. So the reason why I'm saying this, I'm saying about what Morudi is talking about, the grace. That grace is the one that is sustaining us. So to our listener, the time is 7:48. I'm still with Pastor KK and Pastor Patrick. We are meditating. So there are lots that you should know about us. And as you continue listening, as we are meditating. Now, to our listener, if maybe you want to interact with us via SMS, WhatsApp, you can do so 083-289-4658. Let me repeat the number, 083-289-4658. Our station is by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. Murudi, I want us to play this song. It's not on our playlist, but I want us to play it. And when we play, we'll come back. We'll continue again. The time is 7:49.
love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Muruti, we are back. To our listener, we are back. And the time is 7:56. I'm with Pastor KK. He's in our studio in Soshanguve and Mabopane. He's in our studio there. And he can walk to Pretoria. He can also walk to Pretoria. And then we have Pastor Patrick. He's in our studio in Piet Retief. He can still also walk to
Swaziland.
And we're still meditating. So I want us to go further, Muruti, with Psalm 27, verse number 3 and 4. So David continued, he said, one prayer I have made to the Lord. And, okay, let me start number 3. Even if an army comes against me with his tent, my heart will have no fear. If war was made on me, my faith will not be moved. Verse number 4. One prayer I have made to the Lord, and this is my heart desire, that I may have a place in the house of the Lord all the day of my life, looking for his glory and getting wisdom in his temple. So I want us to talk about this. Because now he's continuing saying, even if army may come with their tent. But in other words, he doesn't care. He says, whoever comes with, I will not be shaken. Yeah. So, Muridi Kiki, what is your intake?
Well, as you know, the scripture is saying, you know, I like it when I would take it from some the main scripture when David said that whom shall I fear, and trying to link it with this army issue and an army. You know, the fear is a spirit.
Yeah.
That in most cases it cages you. You fear something that you think is more powerful than you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel something when you don't have, like Pastor Muruti, Patrick Mdebele said, that when you don't have confidence, there is certain confidence that when you don't have, you begin to fear.
Mm.
You can actually fear the unknown.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who actually are afraid of getting married. Simply, they don't know why. But they don't want to get married. Some people don't want to go to climb to ride an airplane, but they don't really know why.
Mm.
And now it's because of also a cause of lack of confidence. And confidence also what brings confidence is whom you have or what you know. It also gives you such confidence. So, you know, us knowing Christ. Knowing that this Christ is now my light and my salvation. Even though the armies, you know, there are many armies that come. It's not only the physical armies. There are spiritual armies. There are financial armies. There are marital armies. There are health-related armies.
Mm.
But when you have this Christ, and when you know that now he is greater,
yeah.
It gives you such confidence. You know, just to share also with what once happened to me, the other day I was, we were supposed to be holding a crusade in one village, and we were going up and down, fixing our things, and, you know, we got a little bit late. And now, I was driving this other buggy. Somebody once gave us this other mysterious buggy some years ago.
Yeah.
It was so mysterious, you know. So the day we were supposed to be starting the crusade, it It was around 5 late, so it was already late, and I was running because I was rushing to the crusade. People were already waiting for us there, so we had to rush. I was with this other man of God who was traveling with me, and we were running. The Baki was running the Isuzu Baki.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were on the road, I didn't know what was happening, but we started noticing that the car was, there was like a smoke that was oozing from the dashboard.
Mm.
And now we just thought, what's this smoke? I mean, we never lit anything. Nobody was, there's no matches here or anything. We decided to stop, but we're still amazed, though. Is there smoke coming from where? Trying to open the bonnet, the cabin, everything. When we went under, we started to realize that now this place, the sky is getting hot.
Mm.
And now when we went under the car, we noticed the shock of our life. The beneath of the car was on flames.
Mm.
The whole car under the car was all on flames.
Yeah.
And it was like real flame, not even a real flame that was blazing. We didn't know where to start.
Mm.
Should we stop, leave the car, run away? Or do we stop? What do we do? What do we use to even stop this car, to stop this this fire that was already burning?
Mm.
And for some reason, you know, we always struggled with a bottle of water. So when we just under the seat, we found that bottle of water. And by the time we were trying to get under the car, the fire, the flames were already on the gas tank now.
Mm.
It was already blazing on the gas tank.
Mm.
I don't know really what gave us that courage.
Mm.
I later knew, but, you know, we just sprinkled the water. It was just a little bottle.
Mm.
I don't think really it was, the water was sufficient to put out that kind of a fire.
Mm.
We just sprinkled, all of a sudden the flame was gone.
Mm.
And without really thinking about it, we got into the car, because my mind was on the crusade. I didn't really think about it. I just said, oh, what is happening now?
Mm-hmm.
I just said, no, devil, you're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
I just left the car and I left. We went, we preached, everything went well. Now, late when I was about to sleep, I just went into the blackets and just closed my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
After about 1 hour, 2 hours or so,
mm-hmm.
I just rose up and I threw the blankets.
Mm-hmm.
I went down on my knees and said, Father, thank you for the life that you just saved. You saved us. Because that's when it was beginning to dawn.
Mm.
That do you know what could have really happened if the Lord was not really on your side? That by the time that we realized that the car was, it was long that the car was on flames.
Mm.
I don't know what kept the car from not exploding because the fire was on the gas tank. And I really don't know what kind of water. I think it was the water of life. Because it was a small bottle that put out the fire that was already covering the whole car.
Maybe it's alerting water.
I should have bottled that water and sold it. But when I reflect on some of those things, I'm really humble to say, it's many things that God saves us from.
Mm.
And some of them at that time when God is saving us, we are not really conscious that this is the hand of God. It is only when you look, you sit down, you say, wow, I'm still whole, I'm still in a good, I'm still in one piece. Mm. Reflecting on the danger that I could have, how worse it could have been. The car could have just blown while we were still riding in it.
Mm.
I don't know what could have happened, but the hand of God was upon us. So to our listeners everywhere, maybe it's not your automobile car that is burning, but maybe it is your marriage that is on flames. Maybe it is your career that is on flames. Some of them is their physical bodies that are on disease. A disease is literally eating you alive.
Mm.
There's something that I know that God will stretch his hand upon you. He will preserve you. Your life will not be lost in that marriage. Your life, you will not die. That sickness is not leading you to death. It's leading you to the throne of praise and worship. So it's most of the times that when you trust in God, that he is my salvation, no matter whether the car is burning, no matter the kind of a car that is burning, God will always save your life. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm. So, as you are saying there, Muruti, like I want to add something, like not necessarily to those whom maybe their church is somehow facing the, you know, that direction. There's still hope there. Eh? There's still hope there. So that's why we are meditating, and to help our listeners there. So Muruti Patrick, What is your intake?
You know, as we are engaging and as the man of God has just been sharing, you know, about the automobile that had flames, you know, I am just in my heart filled with praise of what God continually does, saving us and showing us the light and giving us direction at all times, you know.
Yeah.
Surely his goodness is upon us, and surely he continues to do great things for us at all times, you know, regardless of, you know, there's something about God. God, the Bible says, for he loved the world so much, you know. God is signified by, amongst many things, you know, protection and all those things, they all come from love, you know. The reason why he shows us the light is because of his love he has for us. The reason why he continually saves us is because of the love that he has for us. You know, there are people, some people which may be listening to us and they feel as though God has rejected them, you know. But God is a God of love. He loves us. He loves us regardless of where we have been, you know. And that love, we must receive and we must accept it so that it operates in its fullness. So it is the love of God that helps us, you know, to go through each and every day. So, and as you were talking about the waters, Muruti, I'm reminded of John 7. I believe it's verse 36, 37 of the day, somewhere around there, where Jesus says, whomsoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, the rivers of living waters will flow within them. You know, so the condition is whomsoever believes in him, you know, because some people have been saved from time to time and they still don't believe that it is him, you know. So the moment you begin to believe, when it begins to dawn on you that at all times it has been the Lord, it was not your own doing, the moment you begin to believe, then the Bible says the rivers of living waters will begin to flow in you. You know, so it does not matter. You know, if a person feels as though his life is filled with darkness, it's because the Lord, which is the light, maybe you have rejected the flames of Jesus Christ. Maybe you have rejected the light of Jesus Christ. Maybe you have rejected his salvation, you know. But immediately when it dawns on you that indeed, if you can believe in him, you can also have a testimony. You can also be cleansed. You can also be renewed. You can also be made afresh, you know, because he refreshes us. He gives us a new way of looking at things. He makes us to be aware that it is not over, you know. So there may be darkness. A person may feel as though, they are so great. For me, it feels as though it's just the sunset, you know. It feels as though there's no longer hope. God is our hope. Christ is our hope. He's the hope of glory. You know, so I want to talk to just a listener for a moment and say, it does not matter what had happened before. But when Jesus Christ comes, light appears. That is why the first thing that was created, he said, let there be light. Light is His illumination. Light is hope. Light is salvation. You know. So, and you can say in your life as well, let there be light. But with an understanding that the light that has been spoken about is Jesus Christ. The Bible says He's the light of the world. You know, so that's the light that we need in our lives. Without that light, we have no direction. Without that light, we are lost in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the Bible says that He is the lamp upon our path. He's the light upon our way.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who keeps on saving us. He's the one who keeps on giving us direction. You know, I remember when I was doing matriculation, or just before that, when I was doing grade 9, you know, I was so ill to the point that when I was transferred to matric, I could not. Mm. So I dropped out of school, you know.
Mm.
And I had to start in the middle of a year almost, you know, starting grade 11 again, you know.
Yeah.
And right there, still, I saw the hand of the Lord. Mm. I saw that if you trust in Him, He will never put your trust to shame.
Yeah.
If you hope in Him, he's a promise keeper.
Mm.
You know, He always keeps His promises, and He keeps His promise for 1,000 generations.
Yeah.
You know? So if you can hold on to His faith, if you can hold on to His promise will always come through. It does not matter how much the sickness has devoured your body.
Mm.
You know, but if He could raise Lazarus from the dead, He can raise you also from that dead marriage. He can raise you also from that dungeon. He can raise you also, you know, from, you know, some people are listening to us from jail. Some people are listening to us from hospital. Some people are listening to us. They are just about to take the rope, you know.
Yes.
But if you can let the light of Jesus Christ to shine upon your life, then the light will come. Because the Bible says, He said, let there be light, and there was light.
I hear you, Maruti. I hear you, Maruti. I hear you very well. So you see, like now, David is saying one thing that he asked from Jehovah. In other words, I think he meditated.
Yeah.
And now he's coming to he's coming to a final thing of saying, as I meditated, but there is one thing that I asked from Jehovah. Now, to our listener there, as we are meditating, now, we believe that when we finish meditating, that there's something that we're going to say, one thing that I ask from Jehovah for tomorrow. For tomorrow is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One thing that I'm asking for Jehovah, for my marriage, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Remember, we are meditating, and we reflect. As I started the show, I said, this is like the spiel, where you look at, then you try to see what went wrong. It's like when a person goes to saloon. You know, Muruti, I'm from saloon, yeah? I did the cheese cup. Now, after they finished doing the cheese cup, what I did, I took the spiel. I wanted to check if it really is the right cheese cup. Now, that's what we do now with the show now. We are meditating. We took the speed, we check. We are in the saloon where they're cutting us. They're making our hair very good. They're doing, they putting the gel and what is another one? And the peanut butter. Yeah. So. Now, he's saying now, one thing I ask of Jehovah, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life. All the days of my life. To behold the beauty of Jehovah, and to inquire in His temple.
So
I want us to interact into this. Let me read it again. I was reading it with American Standard Version. So in a basic Bible English, it's saying, one prayer I have made to the Lord. And this is my heart desire, that I may have a place in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, looking on His glory and getting wisdom in His temple.
Amen.
That's what, I think that is what after David meditated. Now from verse 1 he was meditating. Now he's coming to conclusion of what as I was meditating of saying, whom shall I fear? Now the only place that I can get assurance is in the temple. The only place that I can get assurance is in the glory of God. He meditated. Now it's time for him to put whatever he was meditating in practice.
Yeah.
So I want us to look into that as we continue.
Yeah. You know, as you are continuing with this verse and us getting to realize what is it that David was longing for. You know, he never longed for the things of the world.
Hmm.
Another person would have said, I long for this and for that. But he longs to dwell in the house of the Lord. Now, here is a layer of meditation that I believe that every listener and everyone who is a believer must have. It's the right confession. That's number one. That's one of the things that I begin to realize. It dawns on me as we read from verse 1 up until verse 4 for now, that David is making what we refer to as a confession. You know, the right type of confession. He says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. You know, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold in my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? You know, he talks to himself about God. He gives himself direction, you know. So to have the right confession to say, I shall not be afraid. You know, I shall do well. I am healthy. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, I am washed. I am renewed. I am a new creature. I am made afresh, and nothing will come besides me. Thousands shall fall on my side. Nothing will come besides me. The power of the right confession, because there's power in the tongue. Whatsoever you declare with your tongue, it shall be, as long as you believe that your tongue is surrounded by the word of God. So it's important for us to confess what the Lord says, because we are what the Lord says we are. So now, arriving in verse 5 then, he says, one thing that I ask of the Lord, or one thing that I seek for, is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Now, the house of the Lord is not the house that is built with human hands. The house of the Lord is talking about dwelling in the presence of God. Because nothing will ever penetrate the presence of the Lord. Nothing will ever... You know, when you run to the presence of the Lord, you are always safe. You know, there is no sin that can enter the presence of the Lord. You know, there is no disease that can enter. There is no sin that can enter the presence of the Lord. Because the presence of the Lord is like the fire. That is impenetrable. You know, there are no weapons that are formed against us that will prosper. As long as we dwell in the presence of the Lord. So he says, one thing that I seek for, you know, he says, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. In other words, he says, that I may be in the presence of the Lord always. That is the reason why, on the other side, you know, we find a man called Peter. And Peter says, where shall we go, Lord, if we move away from you? Because the words of life are found in you. So that's the reason why it's very important for each and every person. You know, when we talk about the house of the Lord, we're not just talking about a four-cornered building. We are talking about a building that is not built by human hands. We are talking about being covered by the presence of the Lord, being covered by the fire of the Lord. He says, I want to be covered by the fire of the Lord all of my life. And he continues and he says, I want to also gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. So there are three things that we begin to underline here. That number one, He wants to dwell. Number two, He wants to gaze. Number three, He wants to seek. You know, So these things are very important. And number one, your dwelling place is very important. Where you are dwelling is very important. Spiritually, you're dwelling spiritually. Number two, after you are dwelling, to gaze. You know, David continues to say, I shall gaze, I shall look upon the hills. Where will my help come from? So it matters in times of trials and tribulation. Where are you looking for help? What David says, number one, I shall dwell in the house or in the presence of the Lord. Number two, he says, I will gaze on the beauty of the Lord. Number three, he says, I will seek him. Day to day, I will seek him. So these three things, I believe they are very important that a listener needs to understand that, you know, the Lord is always giving us, you know, some nuggets here. That number one, we need to dwell in the presence of the Lord. You are seated in him. That is why the Bible says, when you dwell in him, you live in him. The Bible says, in him we live, in him we move, in him we find our being. So he wants to be in him. That's the first thing. That's the greatest, that's the most safest place you can be. That's the safe haven, to be in him. That's number one, to dwell. Number two, to gaze upon him, to look upon him for help, to look upon him for direction, to look upon him for instruction as well. And the third thing, to seek him on a day-to-day, to seek him through reading the scripture, to seek him through prayer, to seek him through meditation, to seek him through worshiping him, to seek him through giving him thanksgiving. So these things are very, very important.
Let's go and drink water with this song. We will come back and continue. The time is 8:22. We still at by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. You can find us at www.radio.bythegrace.org. You can interact with us there. You can click on contact, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can WhatsApp us 0328946 58. So we just going to the break. We will continue. We play this song.
wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to the Grace International Radio Station. The station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the human. Just for the soul. Whatever it takes, for the soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed.
Our listeners, the time is 8:30. We are still meditating. I am with Pastor KK Malaji. He's in our studio in Soshanguwe, Mambopani. He can walk to Pretoria if he want to. I'm also having Pastor Patrick in our studio. He's in Peterative studio. We're still meditating as we are dancing a song, a reggae song. Only we can do, we can dance this song again, and we will continue. The time is 8:30.
Thank you.
Murdi, you know, in all this time when you play the reggae song, in a reggae, they were saying that you are Utuwa the Badge. I don't know if you still remember when you play, they say, yeah, now you are not born again because you're gallery gay. Yeah. So we are continuing with the very same verse, chapter Psalm 27, verse number 1 until 4. We were reading 4 when David was saying the only thing that he wants now, meaning he was meditating. Now he's coming to conclusion. But he never finished there. He continued by saying, I want us to read verse number 5. As we continue, he says, for in the time of trouble, he will keep me safe in his tent. In the secret place of his tent, he will keep me from men's eyes. High on a rock, he will put me in. Ne? That is verse number 5. Meaning he's saying, he will put me in high on a rock. Now, when you are on a rock, you see everything. I mean, it's like when somebody can take you and put you on a mountain, then you will be able to see everything. Now, David is saying, because he's saying that prayer of his heart is for him to sit in a place which is in the temple. But number 5 is saying, for when I am in trouble, he will keep me safe. In other words, he's saying he will only keep him safe when he is in the house of God. Now, when he is connected to God, now he's saying he will put me on a high rock. And he will keep me from men's eyes. So I want us to discuss about this. Verse number 5. Muruti, Patrick, you still with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so let's interact with this verse that I just read. Verse number 5. When he said, for in the time of trouble, he will keep me safe in his tent. In the secret place of his tent, he will keep me from men's eyes. High on a rock, he will put me there. That's what David is saying.
You know, Murutuwaka, it's very important for us to understand that in the things of God, or rather in spiritual things entirely, terms and conditions apply.
Yes.
You know, if you have met the terms and the conditions, then that which the Lord promises, he keeps. So in other words, there is a part of the covenant that we must keep, and there's a part of the covenant that then God keeps.
Yes.
And God, by God's grace, he always keeps his part of the covenant. So now what he actually does here, what David does here from verse 4 and verse 5, he is drawing to the covenant with God. He says, I ask this and I seek this, that I may dwell in your house, I enter and dwell in your house and gaze upon your beauty and seek your face or seek him in his temple. And if I do that, then verse 5 says, okay, now the doing is in verse 4. This is the doing of David.
Yeah.
In verse 5 there is now a doing of God. And it says, for in the day of trouble, God, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. Number 2, he will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, he will set me high on the rock. So invest for, there are three things that David does, and invest five, there are three things that God does. You know, invest for, David says, I will dwell in your presence, I will gaze in your beauty, and I will seek you in your temple.
Mm-hmm.
That's what David does. Now, when he does that, you know, when I was studying IT, there's what we refer to in coding, there's what we refer to as the if-then effect.
Mm-hmm.
If this happens, then that will happen.
Yeah.
If this happens, then that will happen. So now, what will happen if you dwell in him and you gaze upon his beauty and you seek his face or his temple?
Mm.
If you do that, then God will, number one, keep you safe in his dwelling, because you're dwelling in him, so he will keep you safe in his dwelling.
Mm.
Number two, he will hide you in the shelter of his sacred tent. Number three, he will not just hide you, but he will set you high upon the rock.
Mm.
You know, so it's very important for us to understand that he says, for in the day of trouble. Now, the day of trouble comes. It does not matter how prayerful you are. It does not matter how fasting you are or how many times you fast. You may be a pastor. You may be a president. It does not matter who you are, but the day of trouble comes.
Yes.
Now, what matters when the day, you can never pray away the day of trouble. But what is important is that when the day of trouble comes, where does it find you? You know, if it finds that you are dwelling in his house and you gaze upon his beauty and you seek his temple or his face, then when the day of trouble comes, then because you are in his territory, because you are in his kingdom, he will protect you as long as you are in his prison. You know, my son, when people that bully him are around, he is afraid when he is alone.
Yeah.
But when I am there as the father,
yeah,
right,
you know, he is not afraid, because he knows that my father is here, so you cannot touch me. You know, so it's very important to understand that the day of trouble comes, and you cannot pray the day of trouble away. It will come one way or the other to test your faith. That is where your faith is tested, in the day of trouble. That is where promotion comes in the day of trouble, because you can never go from grade 5 to grade 6 unless you go through some test. So the day of trouble comes to test your faith. It comes to test whether you are seated upon the rock or you are seated upon, you know, a shifting ground.
Mm.
You know, so he says, David says, for in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling, and he will hide me in the shelter of his sacred place. You know, when he talks about hiding you, he talks about the fact that you will not be exposed with the wrong type of people. You will not be exposed in the wrong type of places where you should not be. He will hide you. You will not go where you're not supposed to go. You will be where you are supposed to be. So he will hide you from wrong exposure. He will hide you from wrong type of people. He will hide you from wrong type of places. But as long as you are dwelling in him, this will happen. And number three, he will set you high upon the rock. In other words, he will be able to promote you. When he sets you high, he promotes you. There is promotion in God. The Bible says promotion does not come from the south, the east, the west, or the north. It comes from him. So he will set you high. In other words, even though people thought you were down, but when you begin to ride in his presence, he will set you up high. He will set you upon the rock where people will see you and people will see God in you.
So to add on what you say, Murudi, like, you're taking me back to verse number 4. Because when you read Psalm 23, verse 6, it's saying, truly blessing and mercy will be with me all the day of my life, and I will have a place in the house of the Lord all my days. So in other words, like, to the end, what you say, the blessing and mercy will be with the person when he is in a place of the Lord all his days. So I'm adding what you are saying, that your son feel safe when he's with you. Like he maybe can even tell people that you can't do me wrong when because when you are around. Like he will tell those he play with that no, me I'm a boss when you are around. But when you are not around, he won't say that. So Murudi KK, what's your input on verse number 5?
You know, from what Murudi is saying and from what you're saying, I'm looking at verse 5 there, and you know, there's something that you've been saying and also Murudi said, especially about finding that place in God when you dwell, when he says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord, then which bridges us to verse 5. Now, before we go there, there's something about that dwelling. That when Murudi Patrick said that, you know, there's a part of you that you keep, and the part of your covenant that you keep, and there's a part of God that he keeps. Now, I was also looking at that dwelling when he says I will dwell, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Now when you look at that verse, Mula, because there's something about verse 4 that is will eventually unlock something Moses' life.
Yeah.
When this man says I will dwell in the house of the Lord, like Murudi said, that it doesn't necessarily mean that you will forever live on the pulpit ya kukire king inside the church, you know, at the altar place there, you will live there, eat there. But what that means is that I would forever dwell in the presence of God. Now, something about dwelling in the presence, and he later calls it the secret place of the Most High, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. I was looking at this one when I was looking at Moses and Joshua. There was a time when the Bible says Moses was just tending in Exodus chapter 3, when the Bible says Moses was just tending the flock of his father-in-law. And he was at the backside of the bush, and he was alone there with the sheep of his father-in-law. And the Bible says when he was busy doing that, because it was his daily routine, but he did not know that it was the steps of a righteous man are always ordered by the Lord. It was the Lord that was ordering him at the backside, because he had an appointment. So when he was just gazing there, he looked and saw a bush. And he said, no, why is this bush burning but it's not consumed? He said, no, let me just go closer to that bush to see why. I want to inquire why is this bush not being consumed. So when he went there, the Bible says something. He says when he went approached there, and then a voice began to speak. Of course we know that it was the Lord that was had descended upon the bush, and for the second year God descended upon the bush. He suspended all the laws, so the bush could not be consumed, because time was there was no time for the bush to consume. God was already in the place. So now God says to Moses, take off your shoes, because the place wherein you stand is a holy ground. Take off your shoes. So you have been walking in other places, but this now where you are now, it's not just like other places. It's a different place now. You have entered a dwelling place. Now he does something. He says, take off your shoes. The mystery there, Murudi, you read it in Joshua chapter 1. When God was speaking to Joshua, he says, I will be with you as I was with Moses. Be strong and courageous. He says, upon every land where the soles of your foot or your feet shall tread upon, that place I have given you, or I will give you. Now, if ever God is saying to Joshua that if you go to any place, you take off your shoes, you stand on that place, you possess that place. You begin to live there. It's your environment. It's your dwelling place. You dwell there. Now let's take that to Moses. Now, Moses, take off your shoes, because the place wherein you stand is a holy ground, and if you can stand upon it, you will possess it.
Mm.
Then we find that even after that, Moses picks up the land. He picks up. He dwells. Because now you realize that he was going on a mission. He was going to stand before Pharaoh. How are you going to stand before the mighty men like that one?
Mm.
You know how if you read about the chronicles of the kings of Israel, of the Egyptian gods, you will read that this Pharaoh was like a moving god, according to how they explain. He was like a move. They would literally worship him. You know, because that name is not even a name, it's a title given to all the sons, you know, that were born in that lineage. Now, how are you, Moses, going to stand before that kind of a man if you are not standing in a building, you are not dwelling in this place? So now, before you go on that mission, possess this place. In other words, dwell in this place.
Mm.
To a point that when you stand before Pharaoh, you are actually standing on the holy ground, because now if you possess it, it means wherever you go, you are going with the glory.
Mm.
When you stand before Pharaoh, you are actually standing before God. you are dwelling in that place. You are standing before Pharaoh. That's what gave Moses such audacity to speak like God. He says, "Let my people go." He was speaking from the realms of God. So that's what gives us. Unlocks this one that says, "For in the verse 5, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me where in the dwelling, because I've been dwelling there in the secret of his tabernacle.
Yes.
Shall he hide me? He shall set me upon a rock." So now, this place is called a secret place, because not everyone who is even aware that you must dwell. I always tell people, you know, on Sundays when we share the word, you know, some people are always in a hurry to say, hey, looking at their times, looking. I say, when I share the word, on Sunday when we are preparing you to dwell in the house, in the presence of God, so that on Monday when you face your boss, when you face your marriage, when you face it, you face it from the realm of the secret place. Then that thing will give you such audacity to say, you know what, I know God is saying. Like Maruti is saying that his son has this audacity when he is aware that I'm in the presence of my father.
Mm.
You know, that's what happens, that what makes us to be so bold is because we know that we are hiding in the secret place. So, okay. So I find this very, very interesting.
Murugdi, let's go to a break.
Yeah.
The time is 8:50. We will be back. We'll continue with what you are saying. I'm with Pastor KK and Pastor Patrick. Time to meditate. Then let's just go to a break with this song, and then we will continue.
Bye.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to Body Grace Internet Radio Station. The station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for the soul. Whatever it takes, for the soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening.
The time is 8:54. We left with 6 minutes to sign off. I'm with Pastor Patrick, all the way from Piet Retief. He's in our studio in Piet Retief. And I'm having Pastor KK. Is in our studio in Soshanguve Mabopane. We are still meditating. Our verse is Psalm 27, verse 1. So, Murdi KK, you can continue.
Oh, thank you so much. And also to our listeners and to my pastors in the studios. Like we all have been saying, that what actually gives us the boldness and the courage is the dwelling place, that the place wherein we speak from, the place, the geographical place in the spirit realm, is what gives us the assurance that if we can stand before God, then we can stand against anything and everything, because we know that we are in Him, like Murutu Kodede says, that in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. So the verse 5, when He says He will hide me, it's not just everywhere where God hides you. He says He will take you to a place where He begins to hide us. So that's what impresses mostly about those verses.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Murudi Patrick.
Yes, sir.
What's your intake?
You know, I'm just very excited about what I heard Murudi saying, Murudi KK Manachi, and we really thank God, because I just want to reiterate that that he spoke so greatly about the fact that if we can sit before God, if we can dwell before God, if we can bow before God, like Moses bowed in the presence of the Lord in the burning bush, you know, if we can bow before God, we can stand against any giant. You know, we can definitely stand against anything, you know, that tries to trouble us, you know. So when David says, for in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling, I am reminded also of what David revealed. If you just move further to Psalms 50, where he says, I believe it's Psalms 50, verse 15, where he says, where God says, and in the day of trouble, call upon me, and I will answer you, I will rescue you, I will deliver you, and you in turn, you will glorify me, you know. So that's what God is saying to us tonight, that we should call upon Him, you know. What I like about God is the fact that when you call upon Him, you won't find Him on voicemail. What impresses me the most about God is that always, the Bible says, even before we pray, He already knows what we ought to pray for. He is not the type of a God that will ignore our calls. He is not the type of a God that will put you on voicemail. He is not the type of a God that you will call and He won't answer. You know, there are so many gods, the gods that have ears, but they do not hear. But whenever you call upon God, He is always willing to listen. It does not matter your story. It does not matter your sin. It does not matter how far it has gone. It does not matter, even if people have failed in your situation. But we know that in Him, there is no failure. We know that we can do all things through Him who gives us the strength. So whenever the day of trouble comes, we know what we need to do. We need to call upon Him, and He will answer us, and He will deliver us. He will rescue us. It does not matter how far we have gone. It does not matter the trouble. It might be trouble in marriage. It may be trouble at work. It may be trouble with kids. It may be trouble with parents. You know, it may be trouble financially, it may be trouble in terms of health, in terms of, you know, your physicality, or it does not matter what type of trouble it is, but when the day of trouble comes, all we need to do is to call upon Him, and He gives us a promise, He gives us a validation that when we call upon Him, He will not ignore us. He will answer us. He won't just answer us, but He will rescue us. You know, and He will deliver us from that trouble. You know, so coming back to what David says here, he says, for in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe. You know, that means He will maintain me. He will keep me safe in His dwelling place, and He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred place, and He will set me high upon the rock. The rock that he's talking about is the rock of ages, is Jesus Christ. You know, the stone that the builders have rejected, that has become the chief cornerstone of our very lives. So Moruti touched something very important there, that in dwelling in the house of the Lord or entering the presence of God, you don't just get there, but you enter the presence of the Lord through being born again. So it's very important that you may have been listening for the show tonight. It's very important that you enter the presence of the Lord through worship. But most of all, if you're not born again, the first step you can take is to be born again.
Yes.
Yani, we are signing off. The time is 9 o'clock. It was awesome. We learned the verse that we read is Psalm 27 verse 1 until verse number 5. So we are signing off. You can listen to this broadcast in our website www.radio.bodygrace.org. You click on broadcast, and then there are shows there, the past show and the current show. You can listen there, and you can contact us on radio@bodygrace.org. Or you can call us 073-269-2731. That is our office contact number if you want to interact with us. As we signing off, we love you. I don't know, Baruti, is there a last word that you want to say before we sign off? And so that we can sign off.
From my side, I can say to all our listeners, all over the world, listening to By the Grace Radio, we like to thank you so much. And no matter what the problem is, no matter what you're going through, God will come through for you. We love you so much and remain blessed. Thank you so much.
Okay. Murudi Petri?
I think it's very important as we sign off tonight that I just add the fact that, you know, any person, it does not matter who you are. The Bible says, you know, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whomsoever believes in Him, if you believe in Him, you will not perish, but you will have eternal life. So the most important thing is that you believe, you know, believe that He is able. Believe that in Him there is no fate. Believe that He will rescue you from the situation you are facing, from the condition where you are. Just believe. All you need to do is believe, because you cannot believe on anything else, you know. You can only believe on God, because when you believe in Him, He shall not put you to shame.
Okay. To our listener in Jamaica, USA, America, Cameroon, we are signing off. It has been a great show. Tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same place. We love you. God bless you. We will play this song to our Jamaican. We can dance together as we sign off. Bye-bye.